Hello, it is the 17th of May, 2019. Today we have the Queen of Wands and the Sun and the Three of Cups all reversed. Unavailable, at least to these people, temporarily or not. This is a weird one, and as usual, could be talking about many things. I shall pick a lane and try to stay in it. Fire and water. In the past position, thank the Holy Goat, is the reversed Queen of Wands. Fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, Sun. On a good day, she's Marge in charge, usually a mature career woman who likes to be the center of attention. Charming and popular, she's a born leader and a dynamic business person. She is the one who lights up a room. In the reverse, she's burned out. Let's just assume that's the case, because otherwise, I'd have to describe her as a jealous frenemy with a mean streak. Controlling, manipulative, she's not the savvy, confident queen she appears to be. Her lack of self-confidence may have had her having to fake it, and as a result, overdoing it to the point of coming off arrogant and egotistical. This is false pride masking deep insecurity. She's selfish and a drama queen, and it's a good thing she's in the rearview mirror, especially if it is you. In the present, we have the sun trying to break through the clouds, which it always does, eventually. The sun is of the major arcana, number 19. 1 and 9 is 10. Is 1 and 0 is 1. Wholeness, love, joy, children, marriage, success, happiness. In the reverse, there's a cloud in our sky. This is often a card of happy reunions, as depicted by the two happy children amongst the sunflowers on the Morgan Greer card. A card of innocence and optimism. In the reverse, there is a vague veil over our sun. Someone is in a depressed or negative state of mind. And this card being of the major arcana, this is no small matter. Something is off. In the future is the Three of Cups, Scorpio, Cancer, Libra, Pisces, Moon, Neptune, Jupiter. A party card, a social card that talks about family and good times, celebrations, weddings, birthdays, baby showers. In the reverse, somebody from the past may want to get together or invite you to a celebration of some kind. This may even be a relative or former boss or coworker, but reread that description of the reverse queen. Do you really want to? Or you may be the uninvited one if you're the type that will charge in, have a few, and then take it upon yourself to rearrange the seating in the centerpiece. The three girls drinking and chatting at the table, Morgan Greer card, or dancing happily in the grassy meadow, olden time card, in the reverse, are not the best influence. This waterlogged card in the reverse is alcohol, drugs, and overindulgence, and somebody's going to drink too much, and somebody's going to argue, and you're just not in the mood. Be realistic. If this is about having any dealings with these people other than a drink, party, or good time, at the very least, the timing isn't right, and I would dig a whole lot deeper before committing to anything with these people. This is the booze talking, and that's it. This could be a sad family event, in which case the dark cloud will pass, but right now it's a very difficult time, but we'll leave its mark. This is having to make a conscious effort to be happy. Sun is consciousness, moon is sub and unconsciousness, to get along with people, to have a good time. But everyone has a different idea of a good time, so don't bow to peer pressure. Take your time. All right, have a good time, and have a good weekend. And thanks a lot for listening. Bye.